Welcome to another episode of The Central Word, a podcast ministry of Central Baptist Church, Texarkana, Arkansas. Today's episode is from the morning message of Sunday, March 9th, and is preached by our pastor, Brother Mike Sylvie. Our desire is that this message builds you up in your faith as you walk daily with Christ. Here now is Brother Mike preaching from Matthew 23, verses 1 through 15, a message titled, Jesus, Our Greatest Teacher.
Matthew chapter 23, our wonderful Lord is presented as our great teacher. Matthew chapter 23, beginning in verse 1. The Bible says, Then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do, but do not do according to their works. For they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. They love the best places at feast, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But you do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, and Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. This passage of Scripture is important because this is Christ's last public teaching right before he goes to the cross. This is the last time that he speaks as a teacher out in public. The next time that he will be seen by them, he will be presented as a criminal. And so the last time Jesus teaches publicly as an authoritative teacher, he says this to all of us, all the world. He says, I am the great teacher of life. You need to follow me. My teaching will lead you to eternal life. My teaching will bless you. In the course of life, you'll hear a lot of different voices. And he mentioned some of these in this chapter. Spiritual teachers, leaders, guides. Some of them can say some good things, but he says, you don't need to follow them. You need to follow me. And so in this last teaching that Christ gives, he says, I am your great teacher. And in life, you need to listen to me and follow me. So in this sense, and this is the key truth of the message, life is a classroom with Jesus as the teacher. We're here to learn from him. And as we listen and follow, we will be blessed now and forever. And so as we think about Christ being our great teacher, I want you to notice three great features of Christ's teaching that he gives us here as he shares this truth with us. Verses 1 through 10 is the first feature, and it is that Christ is the master teacher, that he is the teacher, capital T. And that all of us, each one of us, come underneath that. That's why he says, and this is a verse that is usually misunderstood in the Scripture, this verse that we read later there, that we should not be called teachers. We shouldn't call ourselves teachers. That's T with a little T. Teachers with a little T. He is not saying that it is wrong to assume the role of a teacher or to be called a teacher. He's saying, do not assume the role of being capital T, teacher. That's what he's teaching, because he is the master teacher. We all get our teaching from Him. We all share influence from Him. We all are leading people by His teaching. You know, in today's world, we've got this thing called master class. Y'all heard about that? There's these online educational platforms that have really become popular, started about 10 years ago, and you can go on their website and sign up for a master class that will be taught by a master teacher, as they're called. And the way they promote this is, their tagline is, learn from the best, be your best. And millions of people have signed up for these master classes online. Some of you may have taken them. There are classes on just about every subject of life. I looked it up, and the most popular classes, the most popular one in the most popular list is a class taught by Chris Voss on the art of negotiation. 22 million people have signed up for that class over the years. Other classes are Gordon Ramsay's cooking class, Bobby Brown's makeup and beauty class, and Helen Mirren's acting class. Also James Cameron's filmmaking class. So what are people out there in the public interested in? They're interested in acting, in cooking, in negotiating, and looking good while they're doing it. That's what they're interested in. And there's nothing wrong with classes like this. You can get some good stuff. But Jesus is saying that among all the voices that you hear out there in the world, and all the teaching you receive, you need to listen to me most. You need to follow me. So he talks about the scribes and the Pharisees here, and they had a good role. They sat in Moses' seat to teach the people. But he said, listen to what they say, pick up on the good things they give you, but don't follow them. So in your outline, this is the first point underneath. Number one, Christ is our master teacher. And because of that, he says, do not follow men, but follow Christ. And then that leads to the practical point that he gives us, and that is, don't be called rabbi, don't be called a father, don't be called a teacher. And again, all of this in the sense of capital R, rabbi, capital F, father, capital T, teacher. There's nothing wrong with being a spiritual leader. God calls men into that position. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being a father. God makes fathers. There's nothing wrong with being a teacher. God has called many and gifted many of you to be teachers out in the world. But he's saying, do not, through your teaching, through your guiding, through your leading, do not assume Christ's place. Do not assume to be the authoritarian in the world and among those that you're teaching. You follow him, and as he teaches you, you lead others to that influence. That's what he's talking about. And these folks that he was criticizing here, the scribes and Pharisees, that's what they had done. They had stepped up and stepped beyond their authority, and they had taken Christ's place. And that's why he says, do not follow them. But make sure that you yield to me, because I am the master teacher. What I say will have the greatest impact, and that's what you need to give to others. So those of you that are teachers out in public school, private school, home school, I know you're kind of tired and frustrated about right now. Some of you wonder if you're going to come back in the same role next year maybe, or if you can make it to the end of the year. Christ is the master teacher. He's using you. Don't give up. Continue to show up. Continue to do what he's called you to do, because he is changing people's lives through you and through what other people are offering as they follow him as well. So number one, Christ is the master teacher. And then number two, he says that his teaching will exalt your life. Verses 11 through 12, after he talks about his teaching, then he says, here's what it will do for you. It will exalt your life. He uses that word in verse 12. It will lift you up and it will make you a better person. He says two things here. In verse 11, he says it will lead you to the greatest character. That is the life of a servant. You know, a servant is the highest position, Jesus says, in heaven. Jesus said, that the greatest person in the kingdom of heaven, Matthew chapter 18, is someone who will humble himself like a little child. Then in Matthew chapter 20, he says, whoever desires to be great among you, let him be your servant. Why is the role of a servant the highest in the kingdom of heaven? It's because in the kingdom of heaven, in heaven itself, the one who is on the throne, he is a servant. And when you are made like him, your life is exalted to be the greatest that it can be because you're like him. No one sacrificed more than Jesus. No one was a servant and humbled himself more than Jesus. And so when you learn to humble yourself as well and to follow his teaching and lead others to do that, you are becoming a servant like him. And that imparts to you the greatest character. It also, according to verse 12, leads you to the greatest experience, that you will be humbled before him and then you will be exalted before him. James chapter 4 says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. And so the greatest experience in life is seeing the Lord work in your life and bringing you to the place where he wants you to serve. And to be the person that he wants you to be. You humble yourself before him and then he makes you the person that he wants you to be. And that may not be an easy road. It may not be what you want to do necessarily. But it will be the thing that blesses you in the greatest way when it's all said and done. And so through all the ups and downs of life, through all the difficulties and joys, the mighty hand of God is exalting you and making you like Christ and lifting you up to the place where he wants you to be. And that is the greatest experience that you can have in life. And it comes from humbling yourself under his teaching, listening to his voice, following what he says for you to do. So Christ is our master's teacher. And his teaching, listened to and followed, will lead us to the greatest life experience. And in the rest of the teaching, the rest of the chapter, Jesus directs his strong words toward those who are trying to interrupt this teaching. He gives several woes, words of warning and judgment to all those who would seek to try to take his place or to argue against his teaching and to grain the voice of the world. And so that's why he says in verse 13, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourself, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. So the last point is that Christ's teaching will have lasting impact. Among all the great teachers that the world has known, all the wise men, all the philosophers, and all the things they said, and some of the things they've said has been good, all that they've said will one day fall to the ground. One day it will not be heard anymore. But in those coming days and into eternity, the words of Christ and his teaching will ring all through heaven forever because he is the greatest teacher. His words will have lasting impact. That's why we must focus on what he's telling us. And he says here that those who would try to lift themselves up against his teaching, he says all of their words and all of their efforts will come to nothing eventually. He describes these teachers. He says there's a group of them whose teaching just leads to themselves. An example of that is what he says in verse 14. He says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore you will receive greater condemnation." These spiritual leaders, as they prayed, all that resulted in is they learned how to better steal the wealth of wealthy widows, is what he's saying. And that's what they did in that day and time. And so some people's teaching is like that. It's all about themselves. It's all about self-indulgence. It's all about greed. It's all about getting followers. It's all about being known in the world. And there are teachers out there like that. They're trying to get us just to follow them. And Jesus says, do not follow them, because their works and their words are cursed and will come under condemnation. There's another group that he condemns. And verse 15 is a representation of this. It's some men's teaching that leads to hell. He says in verse 15, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves." He also mentions hell in verse 33 when he says, "Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell?" Why did Jesus talk about hell? And he talked about it a lot. Why did he talk about it? Because it's real. That's why. And it's a real danger. And he's warning everyone, because he doesn't want anyone to go there. The Bible says, and Jesus gives us this in Matthew 25, that hell was made for the demon and for Satan and his angels. And so hell is the place that everyone will go that rejects Christ. And it's what they do themselves. And this is why he's coming out with a strong warning here, because the reason why many will spend eternity in hell is because they listen to the wrong voice. They listen to those who led them astray. They listen to those that were not teaching what Christ wanted to have taught. So he says, be warned. Don't listen to them that would lead you just to themselves, that would lead them, that leads you to hell, but listen to my teaching, because my teaching is what leads to heaven. And he alludes to this in verse 13 when he says, "Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in." Notice that. Those who are entering. What's that talking about? It's talking about those that the Lord's dealing with, that the Lord is drawing to himself. This is what Jesus is all about with his teaching, because he says in verse 34, right after he gives all these words of warning, he says, "Therefore, indeed, I send prophets, wise men and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city." I'm sending my message to all those who need to come to me. And there were some that were hearing that message and being drawn to him and were entering into heaven, but many around them, these false teachers, they were trying to pull them away. Jesus' words lead to heaven, and only what he has to tell us are words of eternal life that lead us to heaven. So the message brings us to several very practical questions this morning. If Christ is our master teacher, if he is the one who is exalting our life in the greatest way, and his words alone are rendering eternal impact, it brings us to the question, number one, who are you listening to? In your life, through media, through all the sounds that come into our life, who are you listening to? Who are you following? And where does that pathway lead that you're following right now? It also leads to this very important question, in whom are you trusting? Because who you trust is where you're putting your mind and your heart and
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Central Word. Our prayer is that this message will encourage you in your walk with Christ as we dive into God's Word each and every week. Thanks again for joining us, and may God bless you in the week to come.